This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking to Devin Gogler, CHS Grain Origination Specialist, and he's here to discuss why you should consider sunflowers in your crop rotation. Devin, why is 2022 a good year for farmers to consider planting sunflowers?
Well, in 2021, we felt that the pandemic was going to slow demand for the confections, and it did for the entire sunflower industry. Acreage was reduced, add in a major drought that hit most of the sunflower growing region, and the North American supply chain is going to be fairly empty by the time we get to harvest. Pricing is strong because acres are needed. Additionally, crop insurance for sunflowers has seen some major updates in 2021 and 22. Updated yields, planting dates, even quality adjustments for some of these human sunflowers. So if you end up with dark roast or sclerotia on what would have normally been considered an oil sunflower contract, you can have some coverage there. You'll also be able to have separate enterprise units for confection and oil sunflowers, reducing your risk if you want to plant multiple types of sunflowers.
Okay, what about farmers who have never planted sunflowers before? Devin, what do they need to think about?
Well, there's a number of things to think about. First, if you've never planted sunflowers before, or if it's been a while, there are some broadleaf weed controls that you can use in crop, but still most of your broadleaf weed control will come from a pre-emergent herbicide. There are Express Sun and Clearfield varieties available. If you're planting a confection or a con oil, row crop planters are going to be necessary to get the low populations that you want. In the northern region, early planting is definitely the key to larger yields and to have an earlier maturity. So especially if you have a lot of blackbirds in your area, that an earlier planting date is very key. There are several chemical desiccation options available. But if natural dry down is your concern, a de-hull contract for our con oils is something you should be looking at. Higher population results in smaller head size, which can dry down more quickly. Another difference between oil and those grown for human consumption is you will have to plan for a couple aerial insecticide applications during flowering. Harvest options range from using one of your existing headers modified with pans to buying a specialized sunflower head if you've got enough acreage to justify minimizing the yield loss. But on-farm storage is necessary. It's best if you have an air bin to assist in drying and maintain the condition. Most of the sunflowers that are delivered into the confection or de-hull market will be delivered over the winter and then through the spring.
Devin, let's talk ROI. What value can sunflowers bring to an operation?
According to the USDA, over the last 10 years, the confection sunflowers have had one of the highest returns per acre of any of the crops planted in the Great Plains. And you add in for 2022 an uncertain herbicide supply, you might be forced to change up your rotation. So we've had sunflowers successfully grown all the way from southern Manitoba all the way down to Lubbock, mostly in the western Great Plains. You know, additionally, fertilizer prices in 2022 are going to be very high. In most scenarios, nitrogen is the only thing that you need to get a yield response in sunflowers. And if your soil has nitrogen left over from 2021, especially if you had a failed corn or wheat crop out there, take advantage of sunflowers' deep taproot to capture the dollars that are already left out in your field.
Devin, can you tell me a little bit how the CHS sunflower contracting program works?
So CHS is a little bit unique in the sunflower companies in that we've got our own seed breeding program. So our contracts are for the varieties that we've developed. Depending on which variety you choose to grow, you'll either be looking at contracting your entire production, that's a total production contract, or we contract a certain number of pounds per acre. Contracts are act of God. So we let you out of delivery in the event of a production problem, you know, like hail or drought or some other sort of natural disaster. If you're interested in contracting or if you've got any questions at all about the contracts, feel free to call our office at 701-484-5313, ask for Neil or Devin, or you can contact me on my cell phone, 701-567 3067.
All right, folks, that's Devin Gogler, CHS Grain Origination Specialist. Thanks for joining us around the table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.